Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alaska Beagle Ranch. My name is Dave Dorsey, and I manage the ranch located in Wasilla, Alaska. Presently, there are 12 beagles and one basset living at the ranch. We do have one young beagle being fostered right now, and once he's all vetted, he will be available for adoption to the right home. You can email me at akbeagleranch@gmail.com to get an adoption application. Remember, just because you sent in an application doesn't mean you automatically get a beagle. We need to make sure that you're right for that beagle, your home is right for a beagle, and make sure that beagle is right for you. Our goal is for every beagle, especially in Alaska, has a happy home. We can be contacted at akbeagleranch@gmail.com. We are also looking for some wonderful fosters. There can be a lot involved in being a foster, so think it over. Some of our beagles might need special needs like having to go to the vet, or they might need to take meds, and maybe it might need some additional training. Of course, they always need some good loving. Sorry, but you must live in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley area, specifically near Wasilla or Palmer. We can be contacted at akbeagleranch@gmail.com for more information. Today's podcast is dedicated to Joy. Joy was the third beagle to come to the ranch. In this podcast, and ones in the future, we're going to talk about beagles, beagle history, beagles in Alaska, caretaking your beagle, beagle health, and much more. We will also be talking about hunting with beagles, working beagles, service beagles, and comfort beagles. We will also talk about present and past beagles at the Alaska Beagle Ranch. The beagles presently at the Alaska Beagle Ranch are house pets, but keep following for beagles that will be looking for an awesome forever home in the future. Lots of exciting stuff, so stay tuned. How to feed a beagle properly. There is an endless debate about whether natural food or ready-to-eat dried kibbles are more nutritious and digestible for dogs. Each pet parent chooses the best food for his pet. When choosing a diet, it would be perfect to consider not only the cost of certain products, speed and convenience of the preparation, but above all, their quality and nutrient value. My experience shows that high-quality dry dog food of holistic, super premium, and premium classes compete with natural food. How to know that chosen diet is good for my beagle? You can easily evaluate the digestibility and quality of the chosen food by the overall condition of your dog, a shiny coat, no bad smell from the mouth and ears, no dirt in the ears, dandruff, proper poops of dark brown color. To be on the safe side, you can have your beagle's blood tested once a year at the vet to check his general wellness. I do this to all the dogs. I have them tested by their veterinarian just to make sure nothing is out there that we can't see. Here's your beagle feeding guide. Frequency of feeding. How often you feed your beagle depends on its age. A small puppy of 1 to maybe 5 months needs 4 to 5 times a day of starter puppy food. From 3 months to 12 months, 3 times a day. From 12 months, you can switch to 2 times a day frequency and choose dry dog food for adult dogs. Food bowls and elevated feeders. Put separate bowls for food and water, preferably made of stainless steel, as they are the easiest to clean and durable. Your dog may decide to snack on a bowl when he's not full, and a plastic bowl won't last for long. Most dog experts recommend feeding from an elevated food bowl. This way, you promote correct paw position and posture of a puppy from early age. The bowl should be at shoulder height so that the puppy could put only muzzle in a bowl. You can buy a fixed design elevated feeder or the one where you can adjust the height as your puppy grows. There are so many options that you can easily choose the perfect one for a dog and kitchen interior. There are even feeders with integrated food storage space. Feeding intervals. It is advisable to feed the dog every day at the same time at regular intervals, which contributes to the normal functioning of the digestive system. The food has time to digest and assimilate. If you just got a puppy, consider writing down a feeding plan to keep track of what he eats and when. Try to divide his meals, that way he gets a harder to digest part in the evening, especially if you feed your beagle with natural food. For example, cottage cheese in the morning and meat in the evening. At night, when the dog rests for a long period of time, the food is better digested. When dogs grows, you will notice that normally he has a better appetite in the evening. It is advisable not to give anything between feedings if you are going to train your dog and plan to encourage him with pellets of food. Skip feeding him before the class and give half the food and leave the other half for the class. Beagle and appetite. If the dog does not eat well and without appetite, and we all know that beagles basically eat everything and always, then first, exclude possible diseases like worms, digestive disorders, inflammatory process, infectious diseases. Go to a vet if necessary. If there are no health issues, don't let your dog ignore its food bowl. The bowl of food should stand for exactly 15 minutes and then put it away if no interest is shown. 15 minutes. If he does not eat again, remove it until the next feed time and continue until hunger makes it eat what it is offered. Do not worry. Your dog won't starve to death in a day or two. Once again, beagles are omnivores and always hungry, so you are unlikely to use this educational method. But if you give your beagle something tastier from the table, or it is tired of the same dry food all the time, he may try to change his diet this way. Chewing helps to clean teeth and massage gums. To clean the teeth and massage the gums, the dog must chew. There is special treats for teeth health, toys, and ropes. You can give your puppy a carrot from time to time, or healthy bones, ears, hooves, etc. Do it at least a couple times a week. Let's take a short break, beagle fact break. Lemon beagles are somewhat rare. Lemon beagles are a specific breed with a stereotypical hound look. They highlight a beautiful mix of lemon and white-colored fur and stunning brown eyes. The lack of pigmentation in lemon beagles makes them a sought-after breed. Definitely one of the facts you'll have to see for yourself. We were fortunate to have Lucy at the Alaska Beagle Ranch. She was a beautiful lemon beagle. All right, let's walk first and then let's eat later. I advise you to follow the walk first, feed later principle due to several reasons. One, a dog with a full stomach can hardly move around and his only urge is to sit down somewhere and empty himself. Two, a full stomach has a greater chance of flipping over during active beagle running and jumping, and gut twist is an extremely dangerous and painful condition that quickly leads to a need for urgent surgery or death not taken care of immediately. Third, a heavy stomach is an unnecessary strain on a puppy's spine and paws. The muscles may not be able to manage the weight, and the dog will grow up with a sagging back and curved limbs. These are not axioms, of course, but rather, what can happen if? But now you know that feeding your dog after a walk is more natural and healthier. dried dog food versus natural food. Feeding dried dog food. Consult with the breeder or previous owner, as you may want to continue feeding the same food that the puppy received as a complimentary food and that his parents ate for the past few years with satisfactory results. Choose premium, super premium, and holistic feeds with the highest quality composition and the proper purpose, puppy, adult, senior, etc. Do not feed an adult dog food to puppies and vice versa. There is a difference in energy requirements and therefore the amount of fat and protein needed. Pay attention to your dog's individual dosage. Keep an eye on pup's condition, even though the package does have weight and age recommendations written on it. Do not forget to fill a bowl with fresh water, as your dog should drink enough water when eating dry food. I recommend adding a preventive dose of calcium supplements to puppy's food, up to 1 year of age, no matter what food he eats. Feeding natural food. Choose lean meat, possibly of hard fibers and streaks. Beef or veal is optimal. Pork is rather fat and you should avoid it. Deep freeze meat in advance and give it better raw or just a little boiled. The meat is grain ratio should be in favor of meat 70% to 30%. Avoid such byproducts as liver, kidneys, spleen. These organs of animals filter blood and cleanse it from harmful substances, thus collecting them. Bones, contrary to widely held belief, should not be a part of the diet. Give them rarely, just for the purpose to clean teeth. Bones clog up the stomach, which can lead to a terrible disorder. Bone fragments that a dog swallows can injure his stomach. If you choose a diet of meat, cereal, vegetables, and dairy products, be sure to consult your veterinarian about vitamins and mineral supplements, since these are essential for the growth and development of a puppy and adult dog. Finally, be careful not to overfeed your beagle. It's easier for you to pile the pounds on him than to take them off. Talk to your vet about a diet to help to reduce your beagle's weight. More exercise. Beagles love walks, chasing balls, and playing with other beagles. On the upside, participating in these activities with your dog is good for you also. Do not let them become a couch potato 24/7. Get them up and get them out. Today's Beagle Spotlight is Joy. Joy came to the Alaska Beagle Ranch in July of 2016. She came to us through Friends of Pets in Anchorage, who got her from Anchorage Animal Care and Control. She was an older pup that they said was over 11 years old. She was a suspected long-time stray. She had a large mass about 1 centimeter on her upper left lip, which we had removed, and some dental work done. Joy was number 3 to come to the ranch, and she fit right in. She was older and was set in her ways. She was a loner around the other pups, but loved attention. During her stay, her hearing and eyesight got steadily worse, but she continued to get around just fine. I'd stomp my feet on the floor, and the vibration would help her find me. She loved to go on walks and for rides in the truck. Her favorite was going to a friend's coffee stand, Polar Bear Espresso, for treats and then walks afterwards. Joy's front feet would come off the ground, and she'd tilt her head way back when she barked and howled for treats. This always got a good giggle from the ladies, Tina and Cindy, at the coffee stand. One night in February 19, she met me at the gate with the other pups when I got home from work. The other pups were dancing at the door to go in, but not Joy. I called for her and called for her, but she didn't come. I walked down my long driveway and found her on the side. She had passed away, probably from heart failure. Oh, I cried all night. She was definitely named right because she was such a joy. A special shout out to our friends at Eagle River Automotive in Eagle River, Alaska. Franco, Christy, Toddy, and the crew held a fundraiser in October for the Alaska Beagle Ranch. They donated $1 from every work order to ABR, which came to $393. I did a Costco run last week and got 1.5 months of dog food and a few treats. What is funny, on my way to my truck, I ran into Franco in the parking lot. I told him I just spent your money on the pups. I don't get any financial support from Eagle River Automotive, except for this generous fundraising donation. If you're in the Eagle River area, check out this veteran-owned auto repair shop. Give them a call at 907-694-4999 and say the Alaska Beagle Ranch sent you. Thank you for listening to the Alaska Beagle Ranch podcast. You can find our notes on our blog at akbeagleranch.blogspot.com. If you know someone who is looking to get a beagle, please share our podcast with them. If you have any questions about beagles, if they are right for you, email me at akbeagleranch@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Alaska Beagle Ranch or on Twitter at Beagle_Ranch. Be sure to like and subscribe, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.